Welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rabbi Yosef Kushner, Dayan at the Beis Havad. So after watching all these videos, somebody thinks to himself, he's like, you know, the only way I can be totally in the clear from all of these concerns, Bal Yirah, Hana, everything, is I'm going to completely sell my business. Right. Is he good then? He can now just tune out?
What's the nature of his business? He has chametz in his business, you mean?
So let's take a guy, he has a nursing home.
Nursing home? Okay. He has a nursing home and they're serving chametz. Okay. And this nursing home is a for-profit entity.
Yeah, but now Okay. Someone else's.
Someone else's. Okay. And the chametz is someone else's, and the business is someone else's. Everything's someone else's. Right. So the issue only would be is what actually happens. Is he benefiting from chametz or not? Which means like this. This is a very important point. And there's something we discussed, mistaka. There's another halacha which is called the roitzi b'kiyuma. The issa roitzi b'kiyuma. A person cannot be in a position where he wants the chametz to exist. Which sounds almost like really, really vite, but that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And the case in Shulchan Aruch is that a person has a pot, an empty pot, and he rents it to a Gentile. The Gentile puts his own pasta into the pot to cook it. So the Shulchan Aruch passing is not allowed to do that, because if the pasta wouldn't be in the pot, and the fire is on, the pot would break. So the chametz of the Gentile is mekayim in my pot, so I could profit off of it. Many businesses, if you take the chametz out of the equation, they would be in trouble. They wouldn't be making, the let's say, a nursing home. If there's no food and there's no chametz, the nursing home would be problematic. If a person is benefiting, practically speaking, he's profiting off of the business, and he has the rights to the profits of the business. That's what I'm saying. You sell the nursing home. Are you making the profits or not? Who's getting? So if the Gentile's getting the profits, so then you're really clean. But if the Gentile's not getting the profits, you're getting the profits, so you have an arrangement that I'm selling it to you, but since you didn't pay me, I get the profits. Let's just do it like that. I get the profits because you didn't pay me for the nursing home, because the Gentile who bought the nursing home didn't pay the year. That's going to be tens of millions of dollars. So you own the nursing home, I have a right to the profits? Okay, so I'm in a position where chametz is earning me profits. Chametz of a Gentile, but you're not allowed to benefit from chametz of a Gentile. So you're not earning the profits. So you're not allowed to earn the profits. So what do? So the truth is, don't take the profits. You shouldn't take the profits. We said that already. If I have a business that has it, and this is a much more basic application, but it's really the same formula. If I have a vending machine in my office and I sell the chametz, I shouldn't take the profits. Don't take the profits. And that's a few dollars. It's very easy to do. I understand. But the nursing home is a lot of dollars. I get it. But you are being machzatz milasafik. It's a rates b'kiyuma, depending on a lot of ways it's structured. There's a lot of variables to this. But as a basic formula, Rabbi Yashar writes this, when again, people who sell their business because it's chametz, he says they should not take the profits. Don't take the profits. You want to be clean? If you really want to be clean, sell the business and don't take the profits. Then you're clean. But if you're taking the profits, you're not clean because you have it. You're being nene. And if you're being nene, it really depends on exactly how it's set up, and you might really have to get the right rav to do this.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beishavad.org.